You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here. Today, I have a guest that is an amazing human being. I actually know Hella in real life, and it's my great pleasure to have her here today. She and I are in a similar mindset and what we do and how we help business owners, and we do completely different things. So I really am pleased to have her here to share her expertise. Hella Brody is a business coach helping entrepreneurs just like you turn the chaos of business into their personal success story. She calls that freedom, financial freedom, time freedom, and the personal freedom to savor your life. I am so pleased to welcome Hella to the microphone.
Thank you so much, Sharon. It's great to be here. You look the same on camera as you do in person. You're always looking great, and I love spending time with you.
Thank you so much. So Hella, I'd really love to know, tell me about how you got here. How are you and why are you doing what you do now?
It's an interesting story. So I decided to become an entrepreneur when my son was born, 37 years ago.
Wow.
So I decided, you know, I didn't want a boss anymore. I didn't want to work hard for somebody else to profit. I didn't want to do the two-hour commute to the office every day. What else? I wanted to earn more money. And with my son being born, I wanted to have the time to raise him the way I wanted, to spend time with him, right? Mm-hmm. It's, you know, one of those dreams that we all have as entrepreneurs when we get started. Well, that was my dream. So I hung out my shingle. I started my first business, and it was great. I loved it. I loved what I was doing. I was practicing. I had a landscape architectural practice. Loved what I was doing. Great clients, great work. After a number of years, it got to the point where I still didn't have quite the freedom that I thought that I would have. Mm-hmm. I was working 70-hour weeks. I was a single mom. I had two kids who were involved in very competitive skiing, so I was driving them all over the province, Canada, driving them to airports and you know, all kinds of things, and trying to watch a few ski races, you know, when mm-hmm. I had a minute. And my own mother was terminally ill. Life was pretty stressful. I was just living off of adrenaline. And, you know, I walked into Starbucks one day and I looked at the barista and I thought, man, you know, she has way more fun in her life than I do. I wasn't spending time with my kids. I was losing my connection with my friends. You know, they were drifting away because I was so busy all the time, mm-hmm. you know, and like I just wasn't having fun anymore. Even my hobbies were feeling like obligations. Hobbies? What were hobbies back then?
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So, you know, when my mom passed, I had a choice to make because I knew I couldn't keep living that way. So I had two choices. Either give up my business, which was very tempting, or figure it out. Mm-hmm. So I went to work on trying to figure it out. I read book after book and took business courses. I even gained a couple of coaching designations to try and figure it all out. And so what I discovered was if I wanted to go from stress, busyness, overwhelm, feeling like I was tied to my business, to having my evenings and weekends free and enjoying every part of my life, earning the money that I thought I deserved, I had to do three things. I had to renew my commitment. Mm-hmm. I had to increase performance, and I had to work on me. And so I developed it into a system that I call CPU. And now,
CPU, like a computer?
You bet. It's a computer, right?
Yeah.
Now it's the process that fuels my life. Mm-hmm. It doesn't consume my life. And I need to share it with other people who were struggling with what I was struggling with.
So tell us a little bit about, okay, so you went from absolutely maxed out, not enjoying your life, not even probably enjoying your business, overwhelmed and frustrated, to actually taking control of your life and your business and creating the freedom that you thought you were creating when you started your business.
Right.
Love
now, that. I'll tell you, it didn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. And yes, there was a lot of work involved because I didn't have somebody, you know, one person guiding me every step of the way. Mm-hmm. And I did figure it out. Right. So, yeah. And I did, you know, I started with commitment. What am I doing this for? Mm. What do I really enjoy? What do I not enjoy? You know, as entrepreneurs, we're so good at all those bright, shiny objects out there.
Yeah.
You know, we can do this, and I can do this. Just because we can doesn't mean we should, right?
Right.
So I really reined in my commitment. What do I want to do? What do I want to focus on? What gives me joy? What excites me? Where do I earn the money that I want to earn? Mm-hmm. And what support do I need? So I went through that, you know, and I really committed to this is what I want to do, right? And commit, like it's.
I love that you said that you zoomed in, clearly focused on exactly what those things were, because we do, we want everything, but what are the things that we really, really want, and how can we be committed? Because when you say commitment, I'm like commitment to the PTA and the drama club and the this and that. I'm committed to all these things, and that's not what you mean at all. And so exactly. I love it, that was it's so brilliant that it's you're committed to that finely focused area and areas that you want to be finely focused on. And the benefit of that is that when you know what those things are, it's really easy to say no to everything else.
It is, you know, as an entrepreneur, it's still tempting to go, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
And when you make the commitment, you really, you know, draw a line in the sand and you say, this is what works for me. Mm-hmm. I'm the one who created this business. This business has to work for me, right?
Love that. Yes.
And so that's what commitment's all about. And once you make a commitment, everything changes.
Yes.
But here's the thing. It's easier to keep doing, and it feels safer to keep doing what you're doing, even if you're exhausted and overwhelmed and stressed. And
yes.
It's yeah. harder to stop, you know, have a look at what you're doing and see what you really want to do. Take stock and make change. That's the hard thing to do.
Yeah, it is. And it's almost it's the hardest thing to do. And it's the key to setting you free. So do you want to stay in that prison that you created for yourself, or do you want to actually get out of it?
That's, and the word you used there, that prison you've created for yourself, because mm-hmm. that's what we do. Mm-hmm. We don't have to live in a prison. We choose to because, oh, well, what if I miss out on an opportunity? What if this, what if that, what if, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, but when we really focus on what we want to do and determine our worth, mm-hmm. then, like I say, everything changes.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. So what is the P in CPU?
So P is about performance.
I have to be perfect. No?
No, you don't have to be perfect. Nobody's perfect. It just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. Performance is about streamlining your business. Mm. It's about increasing profitability, effectiveness. And when you've made a commitment to what you really want to do, it's easier to streamline, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it involves creating those processes for exactly how your business runs. Mm-hmm. And I know processes are dull and boring, and it's not the fun stuff we get into business for.
It will make you so much more successful and powerful.
That's true. they're the lifeline of our business, right?
They are. Yes, yes, yes.
And I have a great little example. You know, I mean, do you brush your teeth the same way every day? You start at the top right one day and bottom left at the next day? Of course not. So why would you run your business that way? Because you never know if you're finished, if you've missed something, if you've done a good job. And so, you know, and creating those processes allows you to delegate. When I was ready to expand my team, you know, for the second or third time, I thought, okay, it's time to get these processes written down, create these SOPs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I realized how much inconsistency there was in what I was doing.
100%. 100%.
So how can I take what's in my head to give to my team if I don't even know what I'm doing?
Yes.
Here's the thing. A lot of people think that processes are so rigid, and they're, you know, confining and restrictive. They're not. They're actually your ticket to freedom.
They are.
Right? Because it's a framework. And because you know what you're doing, and because you're being consistent, when new things come along or new ideas come along, you can look at your processes and say, oh, okay, this could work better. We can try it. And you can see the impact right away. So it's just, they're very, very freeing.
They are. It's the recipe, right? You can figure it, you can make it six different ways and it comes out differently every time. But if you follow the recipe, it comes out pretty close every single time. So yeah.
That's beautiful. It's like, you know, you wouldn't bake a cake with a different recipe every time, you know? I mean,
make up out of your head. Oh, wait, I know chocolate goes in here. I think I need some flour. How many eggs?
Exactly.
Let's put in six. Yeah.
Well, and in the end, you end up being able to do more of what you love to do.
Yes.
Because you free up your time and you free up your brain power for what's really important instead of trying to remember, what do I do next? Oh, did I forget this? Oh, yeah. Like, where did I put this? You just free yourself up for really enjoying your business. And there's a huge potential for increased income and profits.
Excellent.
And that's what we all want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 I love that. That's really great. And now CPU, what's the U in CPU?
That's you.
Me?
Because you're the most valuable asset of your business.
Say that again, Hella.
You are the most valuable asset of your business.
Say it one more time for the kids in the back.
You are the most valuable asset of your business.
Yes.
And here's what I've learned, you know, over 37 years as an entrepreneur. When a business can only grow as much as the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Said another way, when the owner stops growing, so does the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So growth is about, it's about your mindset. It's about, like, growth is like, that's the base of everything that happens in your business. You know, I mean, it's about your mindset. What do you believe? You know, imagine walking a tightrope between two buildings. Say it's 20 feet up in the air. Pretty scary.
Yeah.
Now, if you had a safety net under you, it wouldn't be quite so terrifying.
Right.
Right. That's what entrepreneurship is like. You need a safety net. And your safety net is your mindset. Because if you're operating from a place of scarcity, you have no safety net because every decision is like life or death.
Yeah.
You know, like you have to have a safety net. So as you keep growing, as your business keeps growing, you need a stronger and stronger safety net. And so that's why personal growth is so important, because then that's how you get it. You know, and the cool thing is, nobody can ever take it away from you, right?
Yeah.
No competition, no change in the market, no change in government. Nobody can take that away from you. That belongs to you, right?
Yeah. And, so what do you mean, Hella? What do you mean by personal development? We talked a little about mindset, which is, you know, what's going on inside your noggin. What is personal development? How do you define that? And how would you talk about that?
I talk about that in terms of every different way that you can grow. It can be your communication skills. Mm-hmm. It can be emotional intelligence. It can be presentation skills. It can be technical skills. You know, and some of the things that I'm finding are most, I guess, sought after by my clients are how to deal with stress. Mm-hmm. And on the flip side, how to build your confidence, right?
Ooh, love that.
Because confidence is one of the, it's one of the greatest factors that determine your success, you know? And it fits very closely with mindset because it's, you know, it's that inner knowing, that mm-hmm. quiet inner knowing that you're capable and that you can handle whatever comes your way, right? And I mean, if you don't have that confidence in yourself, then, you know, you're on that high wire with no safety net. Like it's just
right. Yeah.
All of that. Right.
Yeah.
And stress, it's great at destroying our confidence. Right. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah.
And so what do we do to, you know, a certain amount of stress is good for us. You know, it increases our performance and, you know, it gives us that little shot of adrenaline. And if you've ever looked at a stress curve, you know, a little bit of stress is good. Then you get to a peak and it's downhill from there. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that when we, you know, even if we're at the peak of the stress curve, if we don't ever take a break, you know, work hard and rest, work hard and rest, then that stress builds and that's when we get sick.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's if we never take a break and we're constantly under stress, then every ability, every facet, everything degrades because you are operating at beyond your capacity.
Absolutely. And yet when you're in that position, you don't really see it. Like you can't see it in yourself.
Right.
Everybody around you can see it, but you can't see it in yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Until one day, you know, you just can't get out of bed anymore. You know, and so we don't want to hit burnout.
Right.
And so that's, you know, I mean, stress, like it's critical to develop strategies to first identify, you know, what's your trigger? You know,
yeah.
Got a recent client, her trigger was perfectionism. Mm-hmm. She could handle anything. She was brilliant, talented, really somebody to admire, but she was a perfectionist and that was her downfall. Mm-hmm. Right. Once she learned to deal with that, she then set personal care systems in place where, you know, there were certain things that were non-negotiable. You know, she needed to work out. She needed to eat properly, no more takeout, you know, 3 times a day. Mm-hmm. You know, she needed to sleep, right? And she started journaling.
Yeah.
And then she had in-the-moment fixes, right? So, it makes all of those things make a huge difference.
And I think one of the powerful things that you just said was non-negotiable and how seldom do we as business owners set up those non-negotiables. I will or I will not. And those things cannot be changed. And when mm-hmm. we have those guardrails, when we have that structure, it really goes to lessen the stress because we, you know, we are honoring the promises that we made to ourselves. And that's
right.
probably the promise that we break the most. The person to whom we break the most promises are the promises we make to ourselves.
So absolutely.
Having those non-negotiables and really being committed to them is really key.
It is key. And it brings me right back to what you asked me to repeat 3 times. You are the most valuable asset of your business. So if you don't look after you, there's not much of a business left, is there?
No.
So,
no.
Yeah.
So Hella, I hear that you have a gift for our listeners. I would love to hear about that.
I do. It's a downloadable, it's a PDF, and it's called The Freedom Formula for Entrepreneurs. 10 steps to leveraging your time, boosting profits, and busting your income ceiling with losing your freedom.
Love it. Love it. So how did they get it?
So I'm going to give you the links for the, you know, that you can add to the show notes.
Okay.
But the other thing they can do, they can go to bit.ly. So bit.ly / bizgift, B-U-S gift, G-I-F-T.
Okay.
Awesome. And that'll get it for them. And they can also download it from my website.
Super.
So which is freedomjourneys.ca.
Freedomjourneys.ca.
Yes. Awesome. So Canada.
Canada. Yes. We love you. I will put all of that into our show notes. We'll of course have it in our portal. That is the Profit Connectors Club, profitconnectors.club, little period in between those words. So profitconnectors.club, because you are our Profit Connectors. We are the Profit Connections podcast, and you are the Profit Connectors, because it is all about connection and building your business and having the profit in your business, in your life, and in your mission. So profitconnectors.club, and Hella's information will be there, her bio, how you can get in touch with her, link to her free gift, and all the other show notes for the published episodes. So you can find all of that there in profitconnectors.club. And Hella, I just wanted to ask you, in addition to the CPU system that you just shared with us and the powerful things that you told us about stress and confidence and having that safety net there, is there something that you would like to leave us with, another nugget that we can take with us into our business and our lives?
Wow. Just remember why you got into business. You know, if you think about my story, I got started because I wanted to have the income and the time with my son. Well, I started my business when my son was born, so he's 37 now. And so just remember why you got into business. Why are you doing what you're doing? You know, what's your why? Why do you get up out of bed in the morning? You know, what motivates you to keep going? Because when you lose track of that, it's a slog. You know, it's a lot of work, you know.
And when you remember it, then you re-energize yourself. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So.
Thank you so much, Hella Brody, for being here on the podcast today. Thank you, listeners, for being here. And we will be back with another Profit Connections podcast real soon.
Thank you so much, Sharon.
Thank you, Hella. Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.